This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The ILO is the UN specialized agency which is focused on matters related to work in the world. The Workers' Group is the collection of labor organizations represented at the ILO. The head of the Workers' Group is Luc Kortebeek.
The environment for trade union organizing in most countries becomes more hostile every year. Today, even the heartland of unionism and collective bargaining in Europe is under attack. Member states need to strengthen social dialogue institutions and ensure the full participation of the social partners. The Workers' Group is open to consider innovative ideas about the place of NGOs. This includes increasing the involvement of non-governmental organizations in ILO work, provided these organizations are representative, accountable, relevant, and credible partners. But it remains important to ensure that engagement with non-tripartite actors does not replace engagement with ILO constituents, including in our decision-making bodies. Clear guidelines governing the involvement of actors beyond the tripartite community will have to be established. The adoption, promotion and supervision of standards is the reason, is the raison d'etre of the ILO. The tragedy of Rana Plaza in Bangladesh that resulted in the death of more than 1,000 workers showed the dramatic consequences that lack of regulations and violations of workers' rights have in global supply chains. This human tragedy equally showed the limits of corporate social auditing schemes that all failed to prevent the illegal building construction and unsafe practices. The tragedy resulted in the signing by brands, trade unions and NGOs of a binding accord on fire and building safety.